Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. It is our final segment of today's show. We've been talking with co-host Otto Loos and, of course, the radio show producer, Christina Liu. We had an interesting show, and now really we need to know what's going on in the town here. What do we have to look forward to?
So there's actually a lot going on, which is really exciting. And that's what is great about this show, is that people would think that things stopped, but I feel like more programming actually started to happen. But I want to tell people the exciting news. The Pioneer newsletter has officially shipped out. It should be in homes next week. So it shipped out yesterday. So hopefully next week. And it's really jam-packed with a lot of great information. We have some topics on preparing for the flu season. Northwell submitted. We have a fabulous article from Mr. Otto Loos on technology and seniors, during this COVID period. We also have a Medicare blurb because, as everyone knows, it is the Medicare open enrollment period is starting. And we're going to be offering a lot of virtual programs, which I just want to sidebar into. So the Medicare open enrollment period is October 15th through December 7th. And this is the time that Medicare users are able to kind of reevaluate things. Mm-hmm. There's so many different changes every year. And it's also one of those things. It's a very individual kind of process. And it's a very intense process, which I think we all can speak on because it's really, you know, and Barry Klitzberg, who we had on our radio program from the HICAT program over at Family and Children's, is our residential guru on the matter. And he will answer questions. So he's going to do two Zoom programs. One is Tuesday, October 6th from 1 to 2 p.m. And then we have one on Wednesday, October 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. So if you just call 311 or 869-6311, you'll get the Zoom link and you'll be involved in that. And I have to say, these Zoom trainings really, I think, are great, and they're going so well. So it's nice to know that we're able to kind of provide these programs that we'd be doing in person every year. We're still keeping them going, you know, virtually. And on top of that, we're also doing Medicare Part D, which is the prescription plans. So under normal circumstances, pre-COVID, we used to have these trainings with all these pharmacists, and people would come in with a brown bag or a list of their medications and sit individually with a pharmacist and go over what medications they have and what plan kind of would work best for what medications you're on. Once again, very individual program. So all the nurses worked with St. John's, who we do it with every year, and they decide they're going to do these phone appointments, which I think is super great. So you just need a list of all your current medications, and you're going to make a individual phone appointment with a pharmacist. You'd call 311.
Right.
And our nurse, Kelly, would give you a call back and coordinate, a time with you. So that's going to be, the appointments are going to be available on Tuesday, October 20th, November 10th, and November 18th between 9 and 1. So depending on what day works for you, what time, you would just call 311. And like I said, a nurse will call you back and work that out with you. So it's just, it's really great to have these kind of, and like I said, everyone's kind of just trying to find innovative ways to do this. So that's my Medicare spiel. Also in our Pioneer, we have a great little blurb from one of our OG Project Independence members, Joan Ortiz, who is also has become our Zoom kind of all-star. You know, Joan is on so many different programs that we do. And she even will change her background, which is just will always amaze me. You know, she'll and it'll change throughout, you know, so she keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
But so she has a little blurb in there also, which kind of goes, which it's one of my favorite. I love a good graphic. And this one's called, you know, Finding Your Happy Place. I found that online, and it was tips to reduce COVID stress. And it was just really great, concrete tips, because I'm the queen of, you know, I want to be able to take away some facts, you know, to work with. And anything in a bullet list is good for me, because I feel like that's how I process it easier. I also have some great information in there about just different virtual programming on top of PI. that you can do. You know, there's a lot, like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of museums that are doing virtual tours mm-hmm. now, which is really, really cool. And there's just so many programs. So it gives you some suggestions there and ways to find out, you know, more about that. We also have all of our events and our programs listed. A great little shout out to our social workers and nurses who are the heart and soul of PI, I think we could all say, who especially during this time, I mean, what they provide and continue to provide for the senior residents and the residents' families, you know, during such a time of uncertainty and fear. It's just incredible. So we have that, and our amazing transportation service is still going cashless to the end of the year, I believe, Beth,
yes,
which is really, really wonderful. You know, when you take individual rides, it's there's so many safe, wonderful protocols that have been enacted.
All right. They can go food shopping is, you know, week, right? very early in the morning for seniors. That a lot of the supermarkets are still remaining open early so they can shop before the crowd comes. Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's great that that, you know, has been decided to ride out till the end of the year, which I think is really wonderful and takes so much pressure off for the individual, especially, you know, we're going to be not, hopefully we have a smooth sailing, you know, winter, but it's, you know, weather issues come and stuff. So,
right.
That's certainly great. We also have, of course, our radio show is featured in that. Our Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, which was also an amazing program that was, you know, relaunched from the past during this whole situation. So it's really jam-packed. There's all of our different programs. I'm proud to say also we have worked with St. Francis Hospital, usually does their cardiac screening van. And this year, they took a spin on that, that they're also going to be offering flu shots. And the van will also have an awning that comes out so these screenings can be outside. And if the
Aren't
weather-
they at our office today, St.
They
Francis?
Are. I actually wanted to text them because, you know, we're not there. I'm curious to see how many people showed up. And if the weather is bad, we coordinated to have a big open space inside the building, you know, that social distance protocols. And they have a whole list of safety protocols. And that's, I want to remind everyone too, all these programs that we're trying to restart, you know, whether it's a St. Francis or we have our partnership with TRI for the Help at Home program or the Rebuilding Together Long Island program, in order to restart the work, whatever it might be, each organization submitted an extensive safety protocol plan that had to be approved, you know, by the town. So everyone is, you know, got their own little protocol going on, which I just want everyone to know out there. But also with the St. Francis van, you don't need to make an appointment. So that's really nice too. You could just show up if you were in the area. So as we had said today, you could still make it after the show. You can go get your flu shot or in your screening over at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's going to be there from 10 to 1. And then if you miss that, October 8th, there's going to be at North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we have a bunch of other dates coming up in November and December. So I think that's really great to have that option. Also, I want to tell people to make sure they tune in next week because we're going to have a great show with Congresswoman Kathleen Rice to discuss what's been going on her end at the U.S. Congress, updates, whatever might be happening there. So she'll give us some of that info, which I think will be great. Also coming up is the Gold Coast International Film Festival, which is the 10th anniversary. And they're going, it's going to be October 13th to the 20th. There's going to be over 70 new feature length and short films, question and answer, special events. And it's going to be the virtual festival and drive-in series they're going to be offering. Mm. So there's a whole bunch of different information. To get the specifics on that, you can obviously call 311 and they'll give you all that because that should be great. And like I said, it's nice to know that while traditions that, you know, we're all kind of used to in North Hempstead or programs where, you know, they might may look a little different, they're still happening. So I think it's really exciting and it's a fun thing to do because it's nice to watch, you know, watch the movies at home. You know, you get to be in your pajamas and have your own snacks. I mean, I've been doing that a lot. So, and if you like live in my house, you actually have your own popcorn containers, guys. So, you know, anything to keep it normal.
Christine, just a quick question. Yes. The Pioneer goes to how many people, roughly?
Okay, so it goes to about a little under 50,000, I would say.
Really?
We're hoping 50,000 households. We're hoping to, you know, kind of obviously everyone turns 60, you know, every day. So it's hard, you know, we want to update as possible. We're hoping to do that soon, you know, with a new list, because it's certainly a growing number. But that's, I'm glad you said that, Otto, because I want people to know, if you do not get the Pioneer and you are 16 over and live in North Hempstead, simply call 311 or 869-6311. And it's great. You know, I also have a virtual copy, so I'm able to send that out as well, which is great, because that kind of broadens our scope of things. You know, we have an email newsletter that comes out every month, which is great, because that has, you know, we're able to do that because it's obviously it's not the same cost as mailing out a giant mailer. But in that, I include the Pioneer too. So if you want to receive the email newsletter, you know, or if you are the caregiver or the child of a senior in North Hempstead, you're able to, you know, or a community leader, whatever it might be, and you want to receive that, please call 311 and give your email address. It's been exciting. We've been doing it for a handful of years now. We're probably up to like almost 4,000 people on that email list alone.
Wow, that really grew.
The update, because, you know, it's great. Each month I send communications, you know, any new email addresses that came in, whether it was through 311 or through surveys or people we've had on the radio program, I add them.
How many registered Project Independence members do we have now?
You know, I'm waiting for actually Steve Pollack, who was our stat guru, because we are approaching officially 15,000. So I don't know if we hit that yet, but I'm waiting for that. He sends it to me it should be at the beginning of the month. So hopefully I'll be getting it today and I could tell you guys.
Wow.
So it's certainly exciting stuff. And it just, you know what it is? It's any way to spread the word. So like I said, if you are interested in receiving an email or you're not getting the hard copy of it, please call 311 or 869-6311 and we will make sure that you are on the list.
Wow. And if you want to be a guest on the radio show, and Christina would be happy to hook you up with a show coming down. I know that we're booked all the way through December. I can't believe we're at the end of the show. Thanks to Dan Cox, director of WCWP.org, Project Independence in You every Friday. You can also access us on the app that you can listen to us live. I mean, Christina, there's so many ways to
I know, and
listen.
You can watch us on TV. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff now.
Even the radio.
That's right. You can do everything.
You could do anything. Radio, television. But have a very safe week.
Thank you, Rebecca, as always, for filling in and doing such an awesome job.
It's a pleasure. And loves to John Ryan. Project Independence and You will be back next week. Have a wonderful weekend. And be well, all.
Bye.